Who sang the James Bond film themes Diamonds Are Forever and Goldfinger?
Pass.
Former voice coach Danny O'Donoghue is the lead singer of which well-known band?
The Script.
Loch Ness and Loch Tay are both types of which berry?
Pass.
Seismology is the study of what?
Pass.
Which TV chef has a TV show called Kitchen Nightmares?
Gordon Ramsay.
In computing, what does the I in IT stand for?
Information.
In cricket, what is a set of six bowled balls called? What was the name of Jessie J's first UK top 10 single?
Pass.
What's the seventh letter of the alphabet?
G.
Say that again.
G.
Who presented ITV's nightly show last week?
Davina McCall.
Is the correct answer. Well done. You got five. Here come the answers. Who sang the James Bond film themes Diamonds Are Forever and Goldfinger? You passed on that. Shirley Bassey? It was, yeah. You got the Script one, though. Former voice coach Danny O'Donoghue is the lead singer of the Script. Loch Ness and Loch Tay are both types of which berry? That was a stinker. Blackberry.
Oh.
It is. Seismology is the study of earthquakes. You got the Gordon Ramsay one. Which TV chef has a TV show called Kitchen Nightmares? You got the IT one as well. Information technology is what that stands for. In cricket, what is a set of six bowled balls called? It's an over. The name of Jessie J's first UK top 10 hit single, that was a real toughie as well. A lot of people think it's Price Tag, but it's not. It's Do It Like a Dude was her first song. The seventh letter of the alphabet is G, and you got the last one as well. Who presented ITV's nightly show last week? It was Davina McCall. So well done. 5 out of 10. Thanks for playing, guys.
Thank you.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye-bye.